I can still hear you too.
Okay,
Hi.
great.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is a recorded line.
Hi,
Hi,
Randy.
Randy. I have a potential claimant on the phone, Tiffany Howell.
Okay, thank you. I can take her from here.
All right, you are in good hands, Tiffany. Y'all have a nice evening.
Thank you so much. You too.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. My name is Randy Reese, and I am on a recorded line, and I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Howell, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I have to ask this same question one more time, but it is housekeeping. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed any documents with another law firm for this matter? Is that a
Yes, I
yes?
am affirming.
Thank you,
Yes.
ma'am. All right. Now, have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. Was it you, ma'am?
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Then I can stop saying
Thank
or
you.
loved one, right? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Oh. Do you happen to know of the subtype? Was it epithelial? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay, that's fine.
Appeal.
That's fine. Now, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Hang on a second. When were you diagnosed with cancer?
This was last year. Let's see, last year, December.
Okay, do you know the day approximately?
Yeah, 19th.
Oh, you do know, I'm sorry, of 2023, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Do you know who your diagnosing doctor was?
I do.
And
Are
what
you
is
ready
your
for the name?
Well, I could Google it unless it's simple, but sometimes these doctor names
No,
get long, so you tell me.
it's pretty easy. The first name is Elsie.
Spell that for me.
ELSIE. And the
Okay.
last name is Alvarez, and that's ALVAREZ. Dr. Elsie Alvarez.
That was easy. And I'm not making this up. My cat's name is Elsie.
Really?
Yes, if you look it up, Elsie the Great was this nurse who helped. They told her she couldn't serve in the war, so she went around helping soldiers that got hurt. This is like a World War One, long time ago. So, anyways, do you know Dr. Elsie's address? That I can look up if you don't.
Yeah, she's affiliated with Brooklyn Hospital.
Okay. Oh, you're in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
No wonder why you're so nice.
Are you being facetious?
No, I've been there. I actually went to a Mets game. I'm from California, and I swear to you, it wasn't until
Oh.
like the seventh or eighth inning. This guy said, "You mean you don't live here?" And I go, "No, I'm visiting from California." They honestly thought I fit right in. It was so cool. Now, what was the name of that
You are
hospital
too funny. That's the Brooklyn Hospital Center.
There you go. Thank you. I got so excited. It was so fun. I kid you not. I still have to this day the cups that they give you when you buy beverages in.
Really?
There it is. Have you ever gone to Yankee
Yes.
Stadium? Of course you have, right?
I have. I've been
Okay.
to the Mets as well, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to the facility on 121 Decal on
Decab.
Thank you.
Yeah, that I was silent.
Okay, because it's got everything here that I need. So that's why I'm
Okay.
kind of buying time, copying and pasting is really what I'm doing. So thank you for that.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, and she said that I'm just going to hyphen that. The more information I put in, the better for your claim, ma'am.
Okay,
Seriously.
good. Okay.
So, Brooklyn Hospital Center. Okay, thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
When were you diagnosed? Let's see, you gave me 12/19 of 23. Now you just told me you're in New York. What I'm just doing is confirming your statute of limitations for your state. And it is 3 years, so you're fine.
Okay.
I have some states that are 1 year. It's crazy. I mean, a lot of times you will barely have the symptoms. Now, you were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
Okay. And did you use the hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I feel it coming already. This next question, because I already know how many times you ladies use that stuff. So,
Yeah.
on average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
On average, I would say at least 8 times a year.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Probably more than that, to be honest with you. You're saying on average.
Exactly.
No, I know. It's
Exactly.
right. Okay, hold on. Okay, now, are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
And what is your date of birth?
It's April 19, 1984.
Such a young lady. I love it. It's too bad that you had to get this stuff. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Now, Miss Tiffany, they require me to say this at the end of this call or during this call.
Okay.
I am going to text you my phone number. If you know any other ladies that would
Okay.
like to discuss the hair relaxer claim, please give them my name and number, okay?
Okay, will do.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what state were you in when you first started using hair relaxer?
In New York.
In New York, okay. And approximately when do you think you started using hair relaxer, Miss Tiffany?
Oh, I have been using it for years. I would say July 2014.
Okay. It's right around the holidays too, that makes sense. When did you stop using hair relaxer? Gotta look pretty for your guests, right?
That's right.
You don't know how many ladies
Right.
have said that to me, those exact words. I gotta look pretty. Well, why'd you use it? And even some of them that kept using it, ma'am, it's sad.
Yeah.
You guys, come on. When did you stop using hair relaxer? When did you stop using it?
December of last year, 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. So on these, I put July 2nd approximately and then December 1st approximately on both those dates. Is that acceptable to you?
Okay, that is acceptable.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you applied these products or did you use these products? Weekly, monthly, 4 times a year, less than 4 times a year? Well, you already told me that the average was 8. So would that
Yeah.
be on average monthly, give or take a month here and there?
Definitely monthly.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. How many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products?
Ooh, 8 consecutive years for sure, at least at minimum.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both? Now, keep in mind, if it was mostly at home, that's all you really need to tell me because if you did use the salon, you are going to need to tell me where the salons were, which is fine as well. But did you do both or primarily at home, or how did you do?
Primarily at home because I do my own to save on cost.
Okay, that's primarily the answer I get. So maybe once
Yeah.
in a while at a salon to splurge or something, but as a rule at
Right.
home. Okay.
Exactly.
I'll definitely put that in the notes, okay?
Okay.
And of course, you're not using hair relaxer products anymore, are you?
No.
Okay. Now, do you know the brands that you use? And I can go down and like, and I really only need one, but if you stuck to one, but sometimes you ladies use different brands. Dark and Lovely, based on what was available. Dark and Lovely Motions Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful Just for Me. Optimum Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm TCP, ORS Olive Oil, L'Oreal Cream of Nature, Hawaiian Silk.
Yeah. L'Oreal and Dark and Lovely.
Okay, those are actually the two I
Yeah.
get the most. All right, I'm gonna two notes I need to make when we get down to the end. I'm gonna add the Dark and Lovely.
Okay.
Again, I want to put in as much information as I can to strengthen up your claim for you.
Okay.
And the other one was we were going to talk about average monthly. Okay. All right, cool. Now, let me go down to the next required question. Did you receive any treatments?
I did.
What type of treatments did you receive?
So I was given a full hysterectomy,
Oh, you're so young. You're
chemotherapy,
so young.
right,
Okay.
injected chemo and also pain medications.
As if that wasn't enough. I'm so sorry for
Right.
you. That's so
Right.
sad. And you got radiation too, did you say?
injected chemotherapy.
Injected, injected. Oh, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You sound good for whatever it's worth you do.
Thank you.
Approximately what day? Give me, I really don't need them all because obviously this took place over a period of time, but a treatment date, was it like, did they start right after your diagnosis treating you?
Yeah, it was I would say for about 6 days. Yeah, the date of the treatment was on the 25th, so I don't know that math.
On Christmas?
Yeah.
We
Yeah.
I know. And that was of 23, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And who was your treating doctor there?
It was Dr. Elsie Alvarez.
Still Elsie Alvarez. Okay.
Yeah,
So
OBGYN.
that was at Brooklyn also. Hospitals.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, good. So I'll just copy and paste all this stuff. Sometimes they change.
Okay.
Sometimes they ship them
Okay.
off to bigger hospitals. Depends on where you're at.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't even see the same doctor.
Right.
Okay. And then like sometimes they really don't even know who came in and gave them their cancer diagnosis. And
I don't know.
I can
You
still
never
take the
forget.
claim, but it's just sad. I've just, well, I
Right.
can tell you who gave me. Yes, I can tell you for sure. Okay, you'll never forget.
Right.
But you know what? Nowadays, the thing about it is that remission is more common than not. I mean, technology,
Yay.
you're in remission,
Oh,
correct?
yeah, yes, correct.
Well, he also had everything,
Oh, that's hopeful.
some removals too, though,
Right.
fortunately. I just think technology's gotten better. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I have to ask this one again because you did tell me at the beginning of the call. What type of cancer did you get?
It is ovarian.
Okay. And you didn't know the subtype, I remember. I just have
No.
to ask you to say it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. This claim isn't open to men, by the way. Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And
You're
can you
welcome.
please spell your first name for me?
It's TIFFANY.
Thank you, Tiffany. And your last name, please?
HOWELL.
Thank you, Ms. Al. Is there any suffix to your name, Ms. Tiffany?
No.
Thank you. And what is your social security number, please?
0986863640.
I have 0986863640.
Correct.
And for your best email, I have t.howell85 at yahoo.com.
Correct.
And for your phone number, 646-280-7763.
Yes.
And is this a mobile phone?
It is.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
We can do text.
Perfect. And do you have a particular time of the day that's best for you?
No.
Okay. And what is your address, please?
9607 Farragut Road,
How do you
Brooklyn, New York.
spell the
Far
street?
It's F as in Frank, ARRAGUT Road, Farragut Road, Brooklyn, New York, 11236.
Gotcha. Kings County,
Yes.
11236. Gotcha. Just let me scroll down to New York. I don't know why it doesn't auto. It's because of Brooklyn. Google's weird about Brooklyn. It really is.
Is it?
Well, when I Google it puts Brooklyn in the line two. But I
Oh.
know the post office will deliver it, and then it's all confused
Right.
and leaves the city
Right.
blank. So,
Okay.
yeah, that's what I call weird. Okay, so
That is.
now. Do you have access actually, what I need you to do is confirm for me that medical records do exist for you, even better if you have them.
Yes,
do you have
they
them?
They do exist.
Okay. And you will be able to provide them if asked, but now keep in mind, I want to forewarn you that, and this is a good thing, one of the documents that I'm going to ask you to sign is for the attorneys to pull your medical records, but if you do have them or need assist to give them, you'll be able to mail them or send them electronically, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you do know they exist, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's the last question, and it's one of the toughest ones. We do request an emergency. It's not. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution does help prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instance when we can't get a hold of you. So all I need is the name, first name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe.
Okay, so let's do Destiny. This is my daughter.
Okay, and what's Destiny's phone number?
Because I am not good with phone numbers.
Oh, who is anymore? The phone is taking that away from us.
Right. It's 347-255-1037.
1037, thank you. And that's your daughter.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, I actually don't have any more questions. I'm going to look it over, and I may. But I do have I do have blank space in here. Is there anything else you'd like me to share? Like, how are you doing now?
I am feeling good today. Thank God. I feel good. And, yeah, that's a blessing.
It is, especially considering what you've gone through. And I really, really mean that.
Right. Thank you.
Yes. Believe it or not, I do get men that call, but they don't get...
Really?
They don't have that particular cancer, okay? And that's the only
thing
the manufacturers are paying out on. And I'm just looking this over to make sure I didn't miss anything. Sometimes things don't auto-populate, but I do have a firm for you.
Okay.
So you, in other words, you're going to have a claim here. I love it when I see Dr. Elsie. You know what I'm thinking about. My little baby when I get home tonight. That's right. She'll be waiting for me. Okay. So it looks good. Have you ever done DocuSign before?
I have.
Okay. And let me see. Has your diagnosis happened 2 years after the first full year of use? It looks like I'm missing something. So let me scroll back and figure out what it is.
Okay.
Let's see, you started using the hair relaxer in 14 and you used it all the way through 2023.
Correct, yes.
And just make sure your diagnosis date was 12/19 of 23.
It was.
Okay, that's correct. Let me see something here. Just bear with me.
Okay.
I just got some box or something I think I need to fix.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just trying to figure it out. Okay, 14 to 23. May I ask someone else to help me here? Cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after first full year of use. Yeah, that's what it's saying. So your first full year of use would have been in 2014?
Right.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me put you on a brief hold, and I'll try to figure it out. Okay. I might get to get some help, but that really is the last one. So hold on 1 second. It may be a minute, so please bear with me, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. You still there?
I
No.
am.
Did you hear? I don't think I even had Jen hold. Did you hear all that?
No, I didn't hear
Oh,
anything.
you could have heard it all. I called some gal over and she says, oh, the same thing happened to Harold before. Let me figure out what Harold did. Okay, Harold's another guy that you'd like, Harold, actually. He's another guy that works here. So we figured it out. So I am ready to send your
Perfect.
document to you. I
Oh,
appreciate your
perfect.
patience and I do apologize.
Thank you.
And I so much so that even if I didn't have you on hold and you heard everything, that's all fine. Okay. All right. Give it a second. Give it a second. It's doing its thing now. It's spinning.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, good. So now what I do is I sign into my DocuSign here. And I go back and I pull it up here. Make sure the document's there. There she is. Tiffany Howe. Okay. And I'm going to send that both via text as well as email. It's probably easiest to do it from text, but you could do it however you wish. Give you a second.
Okay.
I haven't quite sent it yet. Here it comes. Spinning on my side. There you go. You should have both.
Okay.
And if you've done DocuSign before, it's pretty easy. So what I'm going to do while you're doing that is prepare this text message for you that has both my contact information as well as your attorney's contact information.
Okay.
And that way, if you have additional questions or anything, you'll have two places you can reach out to. That would be me as well as the attorney that is representing you. It's Peter Angelo.
Okay.
Really good
okay.
attorney. So okay. bear with me on that. Next. And those are me, so you don't need to worry about those text messages at the moment.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
And you don't have to download the app there that's at the end. It's just marketing from DocuSign.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Because a copy of what you just signed has been deposited. I think it says it on the screen. It's been deposited into your email. So having said that, do you have any questions for me, Tiffany?
No, I think we're all set. I just completed the DocuSign via text and yeah. I think that
okay.
we're all set.
Let me make sure I got the document.
Okay.
It does say, hold on. I have to reload things. I think when I get off the phone, I'm going to clear my cookies here because I've been really busy today.
Okay.
And I'm getting lags and things and like what I had to do, put you on hold, figure out what Harold did, all that fun stuff. So I think I should just reboot everything here. But yes, I do have the document. So thank you very much for that. Now, if there is something I missed or something like that and I need to call you back, I will do so.
Okay, sounds good.
But other than that would be like relatively quickly. But other than that, it looks like you're good to go for now. You just want to hang tight and watch for Angelo's to give you a call. If you don't hear from him within a couple of days, I may check with you or you can check with me either, okay?
Okay, perfect. We'll do.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed day, okay? It's been a pleasure
Thank
helping you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, Tiffany. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.